Reprint page 48, Zion's Watchtower, November 1879. The Day of Judgment. Written by W. I. Mann. One great reason for the perverted views respecting the Messianic Age is the failure to understand the Bible meaning of the word judgment. It has several significations. Sometimes it means simply an examination or investigation of certain facts, testimony, or arguments in order to ascertain truth or to reach a just decision. We also use the term to express that quality of mind which enables one to correctly grasp the true conclusion, as we speak of a person having good judgment. It often means the determination arrived at in the mind, also the results flowing from the trial and decision in the distribution of the rewards or punishments. We have been taught to associate the word, when found in the Scriptures, with the last mentioned meaning, that is, the executive judgment, which signification it certainly has. Nevertheless, it also and frequently refers to the trial itself, while in progress. Notice the first occurrence of the word in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, would clearly bear this rendering, "Test not, that ye be not tested. For with what judgment, or justice, ye test, ye shall be tested." The same word, Greek krimati, here translated judgment, is used in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7, referring to lawsuits. "Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because you have krimati, trials, one with another." During the Gospel Age, the church have been having their trial, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 17. And in the millennial age, those who have stood the test and are accounted overcomers shall share the throne with Jesus Christ our Lord, and shall rule over the nations during their trial, and having subdued all opposition, will inaugurate the reign of peace, as it is written, "Give to the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness to the king's son." We, the church of the firstborn, the body of Christ, are collectively with our head, the king's son. "He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with rectitude. The mountains shall bear peace for the people, and the hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people, and shall save the sons of the needy. He shall break in pieces the oppressor. He shall come down as rain on the mown grass, as showers that refresh the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace till the moon be no more. All kings shall bow down to him, all nations shall serve him." Psalm 72, verses 1 and 11. What a blessed day that day of judgment will be! A day of light and gladness, such as earth has never known, when in equity and justice Christ shall reign on David's throne. Yes, a day of light. Listen to Isaiah, "The light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day that Jehovah bindeth up the breach of his people, the Jews, and healeth the stroke of their wound." Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. This is not spoken of natural, but of spiritual light. "Now the people are in darkness. They stumble at his word, and murmur at his dealings. But," says the prophet, "in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine." Isaiah chapter 29, verses 18 and 24. This spiritual light is no longer confined to the few. It is universal. "All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to Jehovah, and all the families of nations shall worship before thee, for the kingdom is Jehovah's, and he is ruler among the nations. All nations which thou hast made shall come and bow down before thee, O Lord, and shall give glory to thy name. Let the peoples praise thee, O God, let all the peoples praise thee. Let the nations be glad and shout for joy, for thou wilt judge the peoples righteously, and the nations in the earth thou wilt guide them. Oh, that that day, with all its light and glory and blessedness, were upon us. Thank God it is not in the vague and distant future. It is almost here. The morning already dawns, and while we wait, not for the morning, but for the day, looking out upon the world, still stumbling in darkness, writhing under the iron heel of the oppressor, groaning under its load of sin and disease and death, and knowing full well that for them there is no release until he come whose right it is to reign, and who, reigning, shall crush the head of the serpent and deliver those who were all their lifetime subject to this bondage, bringing the whole creation into the glorious liberty of the children of God. From the depths of our hearts we pray, as taught by the Master, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. And with Solomon we join in singing, Blessed be Jehovah God, the God of Israel, who alone doeth wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forevermore. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Written by W.I. Mann. That was reprint page 48, The Day of Judgment.